You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
A new report from the Ministry of Social Development shows the number of people on benefits has increased in the last year. This includes an increase in the amount of young people on the benefit who are likely to stay on it for an average of 20 years. Social Development Minister Louise Upston says this forecast shows a need for tougher sanctions. However, Labour Social Development spokesperson Carmel Cipollone says this approach from the government is ignoring the risk factors. And last week, 10,000 workers went on strike across the country to protest what they're calling an anti-worker agenda from the coalition government. The workers protested cuts to the public sector, health and community services.
Stand up, fight back!
Our public services are under attack.
Stand up, fight back!
And our RX ferries are under attack.
Stand up, fight back!
For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about both of these topics. I started by asking about the new data on beneficiary numbers from the Ministry of Social Development. A new report shows young people will likely stay on benefits for 20 years. Why is this the case?
It's the case, as the report spells out really clearly, because of the risk factors involved in staying on benefit. So the report points out that if people have a history of being in state care and protection, if they have had police proceedings taken against them, if they have a low skill base and lower level of qualification, if they have a history of mental health issues or if they've been hospitalised in the last 3 years, then all of these things, including on top of that, the economic forecast, contribute to the predictions around how long someone will stay on benefit. Now, I think it's important to take note of that because it's important that any government address those issues if they actually want to tackle welfare dependency. Instead, we've got the minister coming out acting like getting tough on beneficiaries is the answer, when clearly the report spells out there's a whole lot of reasons that lead to those forecast figures.
Why is the number of people on benefits generally increasing under this government?
Well, what we've seen is an economic downturn. We've also seen people en masse losing their jobs. Over 6,000 public servants have lost their jobs under this government. We've got 10,000 fewer jobs in building and construction under this government because they have stopped crucial infrastructure projects. And all of that has a flow-on effect that leads to other job losses. And so as we've seen, there are nearly 30,000 more people on benefit now compared to when the government took office. And all we hear from them is a punitive attack on beneficiaries rather than anything actually tangible that will help address the economy, create jobs and support these people to be able to work.
There are stories of MSD sending people who come to them for help to food banks. But what will happen when food banks like Dave Latelli's shut down or reduce capacity by the end of this year?
Well, they're all struggling. And I was very sad to see Dave Latelli's food bank close down because they have been such a crucial, integral part of supporting New Zealanders during very difficult times. But I spoke to the Auckland City Mission the other day. They were saying by 10:30 in the morning, they have already reached capacity in terms of what they are able to provide with regards to food parcels. And all of them are struggling. Now, the government should have seen that the writing was on the wall. Job losses were predicted and they have exceeded what had even been predicted. Now instead we see frontline services tightening up, fewer hardship grants granted under this government despite the increased number of people on benefit at the moment. And then on top of that, our social services are struggling to meet the demand of the families that are coming to their door asking for help. So in some ways it's irresponsible that if MSD is sending them on to food banks because the food banks just simply do not have the capacity for the demand that they're experiencing.
The government has been celebrating getting inflation down, but is that worth celebrating when so many New Zealanders are still struggling?
Well, that's exactly right. And what we're seeing is that rates are going up, electricity are going up. People are still struggling with the general cost of living and the cost of items at the supermarket. It is not easy for people right now. So the government shouldn't be celebrating anything in light of the cost of living challenge that so many families are confronted with.
Last week, thousands of workers went on strike to protest the government's anti-worker agenda. What if this agenda is Labor against?
Well, one of the first things that this government did was to get rid of fair pay agreements. That was an attempt to actually create fairness for workers. Workers deserved to be able to work and get paid for the work that they are doing in a way whereby they are able to survive and thrive as families. And that's currently not happening under this government. On top of that, we saw an abysmal increase to the minimum wage earlier this year that didn't even help keep the minimum wage up with the cost of living increases. Pay equity agreements seem to be out the door. And so there is an attack going on against workers. And this government just doesn't seem to appreciate the importance of supporting workforces, supporting workers, particularly those who are on low income.
Work Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden says their reforms will help workers. Is this true from what you've seen?
Well, it's absolutely not true. And I think the fact that so many workers went out to demonstrate, protest, express their anger against the government's anti-worker agenda is testament to that.
If re-elected in 2026, how will Labor address these concerns of these workers?
Look, we were very active on the pay equity front, and we had committed to fair pay agreements. We had put the minimum wage up each year alongside or aligned with the cost of living increases or inflation, or even beyond at points. We will always be the party for workers, and we will continue to support them.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the recent data on beneficiary numbers that show more people are on benefits and young people are likely to stay on the benefit for 20 years, as well as last week's nationwide workers' strikes protesting the government's cuts and policies on workers' rights.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.